Google-funded tech lobbyist resigns after controversial Trump death tweet. By Sean Moran on March 13, 2020. Tech Freedom President Barron Soka announced on Friday that he would step down as the organization's president after wondering if it would be poetic justice if President Donald Trump were to die of the coronavirus. Soka will take an indefinite sabbatical to write a book on tech policy. Shane Shoes, a member of Tech Freedom's board, will take over as president. Tech Freedom receives substantial funding from Google and is also a part of the search giant's Public Policy Fellowship program, in which Google places interns at public policy organizations, including Tech Freedom. Soka will step down after he reportedly suggested that it would be poetic justice if Trump were to die of the coronavirus. He said, "Serious question, could there possibly sick any greater poetic justice in the universe than for Trump to die of the hashtag CPAcvirus?" Soka also said that Trump would kill his own cult members first, just like Jonestown in Waco. Many lawmakers such as Reps. Doug Collins, RGA, Matt Gaetz, RFL, and Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, went into self-quarantine after they were exposed to the coronavirus. The reports sparked fears that the president may have also been exposed to the coronavirus. The remarks quickly drew controversy. Representative Jim Banks, RN, wondered how Google could justify funding a political activist who cheers for the death of President Trump. Soka later apologized, saying, "Earlier this week, I sent a thoughtless tweet making an inappropriate comment about the president that I deeply regret. I was wrong to tweet it and deleted it. Again, I apologize." Soka notably spoke to New York Times editor Sarah Jiang in 2019 to combat the notion that social media companies are censoring conservative and alternative voices on the internet. In 2014, Jiang tweeted several anti-white statements. The former reporter likened dumbass fucking white people who share their opinions to dogs pissing on fire hydrants. Senator Josh Hawley, RMO, lambasted Jiang's op-ed, charging that the New York Times editor sold out to big tech. Hawley noted that Soka receives donations from Google. "Don't think the left has sold out to big tech and their big money? Just read. At Sarah Jiang at Night Opinion, you might want to mention your key expert here is paid by Google. Big time," Hawley wrote. The senator also cited a recent NBC News investigation that found that many conservative and libertarian organizations, such as the R Street Institute, Tech Freedom, the Cato Institute, and the American Enterprise Institute, AEI, received donations from Google. Senator Hawley has slammed these supposedly libertarian tech groups. Hawley also contended that the left has come to love big corporations because many large corporations agrees with the left and advance the left's progressive priorities. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.